It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. When the towers fell, when the Pentagon exploded in fire, and a hijacked plane crashed, the world seemed to hesitate. Baseball games were postponed, then football. And a lot of concert halls and music clubs were dark for several nights. Some in New York City still are. Singer-songwriter Stacey Earle has been out on tour with her husband Mark Stewart. Last week she was in Canada. On Tuesday night, she was set to play in Montreal. Her promoter asked if she wanted to cancel.
I said, I think, in my heart, I just want to play. I wasn't sure if it was denial at first or what, but I think I just wanted to play.
Now, did people show up that
in
Tuesday
Montreal,
night?
In Montreal, I would say about 60 people showed up in the whole room. That was the conversation. At this time, the Montreal airports were filling. There were people the next day that were stuck at the airport. They were out of money in their pocket. You could not rent a car for anything because every car had already been rented. And the people in Canada were being so greatly kind. These folks were taking groceries in there, making sandwiches, taking blankets and pillows. Canada cried for us. And I can say that for sure.
When you come out in a situation like that, it's never happened before, you come out on stage, this terrible thing has happened, and there people are. They have come from their homes with a certain expectation. What's going through your mind at that point?
I keep a special song in my pocket, and it's a song that I break it out in those times of needs. It was given to me, I say, as a gift by Joan Baez. Her and I were on tour together, and she had me learn some of her songs so we could perform them together. And she turned me on to the gospel ship. And it's a wonderful old traditional folk song. So that night in Montreal, that's how I opened the show. I pulled the gospel ship out of my pocket. I've been performing it every show since. After we left Montreal, we went in. We did make it. We got over the border very early the next morning. We got over and we went to Club Passim in Boston. And once again, the gospel ship. And the first lines in it is, I have good news I bring, and that is why I sing. My joy with you I share. Oh, I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship. Go sailing through the air. And that is why I sing. I bring joy, hopefully. We're scheduled to play New York City tomorrow night at the Knitting Factory, only within blocks of the World Trade Center, Ground Zero. And I don't know, you know, maybe I just won't be that strong when I get there. And maybe the gospel ship won't be the thing to sing. And I don't know. They say I rattle a lot on stage. Maybe that'd be one time I'll just be lost for words. I can't tell you what'll happen at that show.
Right. When you sing the song, do you ask the audience to sing along with the chorus with you?
I always hope that they would just join in, but they just kind of seem to stare. Maybe they're just taken in the moment, and maybe that's good. But it's amazing. I do look around, and it just gives some folks some relief. I look around, and I see a grown man cry.
You know, a lot of shows all over the country have been canceled, postponed.
Well, they have been canceled, and but this is the only thing Mark and I can bring to the table, we think. There's just already so many people helping. They don't need any more of us in there getting in the way, I guess you could say, as much as we want to help. But this is what we do. So in our hearts, what we can do is perform and maybe warm a few hearts along the way, maybe take some folks' mind off the matter for a little while.
Mr. Earle, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Stacey Earle talking with us from Rhode Island on her way down to New York City.